remember why on my Elohim stop up for God.
This is a big night for our sensational seventh graders. They took another step forward toward bar or bat mitzvah by making their own Torah yads, and each of them got a chance to read out of the Torah scroll. And we are officially going to dedicate these sacred ritual objects later this evening. Welcome to our September adult birthday and anniversaries. Do we have any? I bet we do. You're just being quiet. So we are starting a new year of life along with the world, as the world's birth is celebrated on Rosh Hashanah, September 29th and 30th, coming up pretty soon. Our prayers for Nisya Tova, a good and fulfilling journey to Israel. The Budoffs are about to visit Eliana in Jerusalem and have the holidays there. So mazel tov and safe travels. Whether you're here to celebrate a special day, to be with your community for Shabbat prayer, to remember a loved one, to offer prayers to those in need of healing, or to be where you know you can find the best oneg cookies in Northern Virginia. Whatever brings you here, we are very glad that you are here. And I think we also have some visitors, so we welcome anyone who's here for the first time and visiting, and hopefully you'll just follow along. It'll be fine. So we will begin as we light and bless our Shabbat candles, a symbol of light and joy on our Shabbat day. And we call upon our seventh grade teachers, Alan Berkowitz, Frank Cohn, and me, on page 11.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvato B'tzivanu L'ad L'Ner Shel Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Eloheinu. Let's see you live.
continue as we welcome the Shabbat bride into our midst with Lecha Dodi, page 14.
La 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 Lecha Dodi. La 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 Likrat Halacha. La 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 Pnei Shabbat. La 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 Maaseh b'machshava b'tehila. La 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 lecha dodi. La 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 likrat halah. La 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 b'nei Shabbat yikah. La 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 Simcha Tzohola Toch Emuneh Atzikupa Bo'i Chala Bo'i Chala La 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 Lecha Dodi La 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 likrat halah. La 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 pnei Shabbat. Pnei Shabbat yikah
b'lah. You may be seated. And our seventh graders are coming up to lead so much of the service. They're so skilled. Come on forward. And we're actually going to go back there because you guys can't all fit up here. And they will lead us in Reader's Kaddish on page 15.
Israel, Bagala, Bagala, Ubisman. Bar, Vietnam, Vietnam, say. Vayita Dar, Vayita Le, Vayita Lal, Shemay de Kudisha Berichu. Layla min Kober Hata, Vishirata, Tushbeta Tavane, Hamata, Dami Hiran Vyoma, Vimiru.
We'll get that volume up by Bar Bat Mitzvah time. We know it. Please rise for Bar Hu, page 17.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la. Bar Hu.
Shema,
Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Le'olam Vaed.
Please be seated.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha, uvechol nafshecha, uvechol me'odecha. Ve'ayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anohi mitzavra hayom, al levavecha. Ve'shinata levanecha, v'dibarta bam, Beshivtecha beveitecha, ulechtecha vaderech, ushochbecha ukumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vechayu letotafot bein einecha, uktavtam al lezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru vasitem, et kol mitzvotai, Vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem be'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Be mindful of all I consult and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
The middle of page 24.
Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the sea of freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sing with just voice, other times we use timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai? Is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
And follow these students on your side of the sanctuary when we get to that part.
Mi chamo chava elam adoni, mi chamo chanejo bakodesh. Mi chamo chava elam adoni, mi chamo chanejo bakodesh.
You're doing so well. We're going to keep leading. Page 25 in English in the middle.
Grant us, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace
and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed.
Spread over us the shelter of your peace.
Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help.
Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, we have life and peace. Blessed is the eternal, whose God of peace is spread over us, and over all your people Israel, over the whole world, and over Jerusalem.
Please rise for Tefillah, page 29.
Adonai Shifcha Nivta Ufi Yavita Hilatecha. God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu Ve'ilotenu. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah. Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Hanara. El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikonei Hakol. The Zohar has day avot de imahot. Levi gibula livne venehem. Ma'an shemo be'ahava. Melech ozer umoshia umagin. Baruch ata Adonai. Magin Abraham ve'ezrat Sarah.
Ata gibor le'olam Adonai.
Mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia.
Mechalkel chayim v'chesed, mechaye hakol v'rachamim rabim.
Somech noflim v'rofeh olim, u'matir asurim, u'mekayem emunato v'shnei afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, u'mi domeh lach, melech meimit v'mashreh, u'matzmiach Yeshua. V'ne'eman atah l'achayot hakol, baruch atah Adonai, u'mechayem hakol.
The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Svavot, Melo Chol Ha'aretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated.
Wait, not us? You guys.
Okay, because I got to get your mic for this.
All right, so this is a big, big TBS moment. It is the unveiling of this year's seventh grade SNAP. So, if you do not know, about 2 years ago, right, Sylvia, your class, and Riley, they came up with their own SNAP to this song, and from then on, it has become a tradition that each class has their own special Yismichu snap. So for the first time ever on this Bima, does everyone remember it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Probably better than I do. Yismichu is on the top of page 35. And I will say this is, I think, the class snap that requires the most aerobic energy. So we're all gonna be, we're all going to be a little tired after, but okay. As we go, but it worked. Good job. Yay! We're all tired out. We're ready for bed now. Okay, so seventh graders, you may go sit. Yes, Yeshua.
During World War I on the Western Front, a strange thing began to happen. The British, at a certain point every morning, would have their breakfast. And over a few weeks, the Germans realized it, and they didn't fire during the British breakfast time. And the British realized when the Germans were having their breakfast, and they didn't fire. And this breakfast truce went on for quite a long time. As Christmas approached, the German soldiers, there was a tradition of having tabletop Christmas trees. And the trees were sent throughout the front. And the trees went up and they began singing carols. And a different truce then happened, where the British soldiers got out of their trenches and went over and spent time with the German soldiers. The truce continued for the next day and for several days beyond. It continued until the officers realized what was happening. But if you think of the scariness and the fragility at the Western Front and the hours and then a couple of days without fighting, that is peace. We continue with Sim Shalom.
Shalom tova uvracha chen naches verachamim. Sim shalom tova uvracha chen naches verachamim. Ahalelu v'yako Yisrael amecha. Sim shalom ahalelu v'yako Yisrael amecha.
For our own thoughts and our own prayers. Thank you. Shabarach, Imotenu va'avotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, send them refuat ha'nefesh, refuat ha'guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Eternal God, sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide their caregivers to have skilled and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofe HaCholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
See on the screens our TBS Yads, quite the diversity. So this is the one that Rabbi Perlin called the arthritic Yad. I do not know how the finger got bent up like that. Maybe some of you know the history, but there it is. Another one to what looks different about this from the one of these things is not like the other. Anyone notice what looks different? It's left-handed. Apparently, there's been left-handed and right-handed yads for centuries. So, of course, there's always been left-handed people. We have some modern yads and Jerusalem scene and all kinds. Everybody has their favorite. They're all really beautiful. I kind of like, even though I am right-handed, I kind of like the feel. It has a nice weight to it. So anyway, our yads are as diverse as we are. So what does yad mean? I went to Urban Dictionary. A lot of you may know Urban Dictionary. It's an online site with current slang. So if you hear some kind of teen slang and you don't know what it is, you go to Urban Dictionary, and guess what? Yad is in there. It is actually the abbreviation of Ya Dude. So, Ya Dude. Ya Dude. So whether this is a dude or a dudette, or something else entirely, The Torah Yad has a long history. So any of our seventh graders remember what Yad means? It does. Excellent. A lot of people think it means finger for obvious reasons, but it actually is the entire hand. So we know that there have been metal pointers used to read from a Torah scroll for at least 2,000 years. And how do we know that? Because there is a story in the Talmud that talks about Torah pointers in the school of Beitar. So Beitar was a large city in the Jewish area of Judea. And after the temple, okay, this is going to be Trivial Pursuit for the seventh graders. After the temple, the second Jerusalem temple was destroyed in what year? I heard someone say, I don't know if it was a... 70
C.
Yes, but you're not a seventh grader, but that's okay. And it's good to share your wisdom in any case. So I know a number of our seventh graders know that too. So after the temple was destroyed, there were still Jews there. The Romans destroyed the temple. There was still battling going on with the Jews and the Romans. And apparently it is written in the Talmud that when the teachers in the school in Beitar, they had their pointers, their Torah pointers, and if a Roman soldier would force his way in, they would use the Yad to stab the Roman soldier. Do not do that here. Do not do that anywhere. So that's a historical fact. That is not a suggestion. Our Yads are only used for reading special holy Jewish text. So seventh graders, what could you read with your Yads? What kind of, Josh? You could read from the Torah with your Yad. What could you do at home as you study for your bar or bat mitzvah? What could you use it for? You could read your Siddur with your Yad. Excellent. I know that you guys have folders of many, or at least a number of you do already. You could read your Haftarah portion, all kinds of special things you could do with your Yad. So your Yad is a holy ritual object, and it's used to connect directly to our centuries-old texts. In some other religions, only a special holy person can connect with God. And so for sort of the average person to connect with God, they have to go through somebody else. Well, not so in Judaism. No Jewish person is more holy than any other Jewish person. So your Yad reminds you, kind of like this, your Yad reminds you that you yourself, you are empowered to directly read from the Torah scroll, to directly read from your Jewish texts, to access all of them. And that once your bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, you can lead and participate in services, you do mitzvot, you can learn and teach about all kinds of Jewish things. And improve, something that I notice a lot of them mention at their bar bat mitzvah ceremonies, that on Yom Kippur, it is time to fast and to think about what you've done wrong in the past and toward reflecting on your life to improve for the future. So the Yad, a hand, is held up by another Yad, your hand. I like that imagery of the Torah's lessons and values being possible because of hands guiding hands. The hands of our ancestors guiding our hands. As we pass our tradition down, Lador Vador, from generation to generation, Yad in Yad, hand in hand, together we move forward in Jewish learning, in Jewish living, in bringing our best Jewish values to our homes and our communities and our world to make all of us the best we can be. Seventh graders, our tradition is now in your yadayim, in your hands. So I am going to call up each seventh grader, and as I call them up, You will bring your yad with you. It will be sanctified by spending a little time on our Torah scroll, and you can all put them on the Torah scroll that is our special Torah of memory, used for many generations by European Jews and surviving the Holocaust and coming to rest with us. So as I open the ark, please rise. Joshua Hirsch, Sarah Icahn, Izzy Lynch, Leah Kessler, Robert Kucharczyk, Maddie Levine, Gabby Wynn, Zachary Sweat. Did I get all of our seventh grade? Continue with the singing of Standing on the Shoulders in your service folder.
In the garden there's a tree, planted by someone who only imagined. I marvel at the gift. No fruit could be sweeter than this. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. As my people went from land, something passed from hand to hand, and it isn't just the words and stories of the ancient laws and golden glories. It's the way we study the book we study. It's the way we study the way. I'm standing on the shoulders who came before me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. Today my life is full of choice. because a young man raised his voice, because a young girl took a chance. I am freedom's inheritance. Years ago they crossed the sea, and they made a life that's come to me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. So in the garden I'll plant a seed, a tree of life for you to reap. The fruit will ripen in the sun. Will sound when I am gone. These are the things I pass along, the fruit, the book, and the song. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me.
Continue with Alenu on page 53. Please rise. Page 59. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men who wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give to me. I want to leave you something. Something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me in the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands and by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Ted Leung, father of Vic Leung. Jack Wan, uncle of Vic Leung. Rabbi Peter Noble, friend and rabbi of Sharon Drasnin. Gail Marks, mother of Lori Lickstrahl. Elaine Halper, mother of Ronnie Stern. Stephen Gottdiener, cousin of Lyle Jenser. Dr. Gerald Perlman, cousin of Rona Hitlin Mason. We remember this week the yard site of our beloved member, Kerry Dolberg, son of Doctors David and Joan Dolberg. And we remember the yard sites this week of Gloria Dolberg, Edward Hartendorp, Margaret Barron, Elizabeth Engel, Florence Rosenberg, Paul Weiser, Anna McVeigh, David Ostrolenk, Mel Berman, Larry Gorin, Nomi Edith, Peter Morley, Sophie Holstein, Keld Brost, Marion Cornell, Alec Pekin, Sylvia Goldstein, Ned Stutman, Ken Bruntell, Abraham Gordon, Emma Jordan, Rose Skolnick, Bernard Tinkelman, Ruth Watkins, Mark Biggs, Mary Ann Fernandez, Joseph B. Margulies, A. Robert Pfeffer, Meyer Handler, Simon Schmall, Dottie Schick, Arthur Schulman, Unyang Smith, Dylan Burke, Margaret Kell. We honor all of their lives and their memories as we together rise to recite Mortar's Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabbah, b'alma divrach irutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, b'agala uvizman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabbah mevarach la'olam olmei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh. V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmei d'kudshah berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'alma v'yimru amen. Yehe shlama rabbah min shamaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen, v'imru. Amen. You may be seated.
now like to invite up to the Bima anybody, first my huppah holders, that's what I was asking you to do, or we'll get some other people to do it. Marilyn, if you'll come on over. And there we go. And anybody that has a birthday in September or anniversary for adults. I'm starting with birthdays first. There we go. Birthdays, come up. You can volunteer, people. Good. Anybody with anniversaries? I have the list right here. There we go. Okay, it's okay. You won't break it, I don't think. Is it your anniversary also? Oh, then we'll get some, let's see. Sandy, if you'll come over, and Rabbi Rappaport. There we go. No, that's okay. That's okay. No, that's okay. It makes it very awkward. Okay. There you go. All righty. What day of the month were you born in? Everybody underneath, what day of the month?
18th. 18th. 27th.
And what anniversary is it?
53. Two.
longer than that.
Do I hear anything else?
She's put up with me for that long.
Should we try this again? Do you want to huddle?
I trust him. He's the numbers guy.
Okay. What anniversary is it?
52.
Okay. Neil? Just remember to double check his numbers. Okay, great.
21.
I'm not gonna get a second opinion.
No second opinion?
Okay. Mi Shabirach Avotenu V'Imotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers. May you be with our friends as they celebrate their birthdays and anniversaries this month. This month connected with the beginning of the new year in our tradition. Eternal God, may you be with them for health and for strength. Eternal God, may you be with them as they embrace family and friends. Eternal God, may they continue to grow, discover new things, and for our anniversary couples, discover new joys together. Eternal God, may they feel the warmth and blessing of your presence always. May they continue to share with our world acts of gemilut chasadim, kindness, tzedakah, of helping those in need in moments of learning. Most of all, may those who are celebrating their anniversaries continue to delight in the love they share with each other. And those who are celebrating birthdays delight in the love of their families. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichunecha, may God's light shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom, wholeness and peace. Amen. Mazel tov. And we have for you, there we go.
Baruch Atah.
And please stay here. Please rise for the Kiddush. Would you like to hold the cup? Anybody? Okay. Please rise. We join together.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei bari mitzvot av v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodesho mi'ahava u'ratzon hinchilanu zikaron le'maaseh bereishit ki hu yom techila v'mikra kodesh zecher etziat Mitzrayim ki banu b'charta v'yotanu kidashta mikohamim v'shabbat kodshecha v'ahava u'ratzon hinchaltanu Baruch Ata Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Amen.
L'chaim, great, you can take a sip.
Amotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread.
Our voices join in song together. As our joyful prayer is said, Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen.
Please be seated.
Shabbat Shalom. On behalf of the TBS Board of Directors, welcome to all, and a special welcome to our seventh grade class. Let's make some noise. All right. And that's the Loch Ness Monster challah. They recently found out that a bunch of scientists recently determined it was eels, so I'm not quite sure. But anyway. So tonight, in keeping with tonight's theme of a Yad Shabbat, this would have been a great night to announce a new carpet campaign, Yad by Yad, but we don't need it. So thank you all to help make this service possible. Our rabbis, Rob, board member ushers, greeters, Oneg superstars, and our ever-vigilant security watch. Please be sure to read the weekly emails for events and updates, and I'm happy to report the calendar is back up and fully functional, so you can check on that as well. A few highlights for upcoming events. We are in the Hebrew month of Elul, a time to prepare emotionally and spiritually for the High Holy Days. Tomorrow night is our Selichot service. The details are in your service folder. The Hebrew word selichot translates to forgiveness, a key feature of our days of awe. Please join us for service of forgiveness tomorrow evening. It begins at 8:30 with sin-free dessert before at 8:30, and the service starts at 9. And speaking of the high holidays, you should have received your tickets by now, and if not, or you have any concerns such as including the need to arrange for special access parking, special seating, or other accommodations, please contact Lynn Richmond next week. And do you like to sing? Sue Cohen, Cantor Will, and the TBS Adult Singers, who will grace our Bima during the High Holy Days. And the next rehearsal is Monday here at TBS, 7 to 9 p.m. We also have a need for a few volunteers to drive congregants who need rides to High Holiday services. I think there was a note in this weekly yesterday. Please contact Nancy Bishop or me if you can support this mitzvah. As we prepare our sanctuary for High Holy Days, next week on Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m., we will be setting up the sanctuary for chairs for Rosh Hashanah. If you have any questions, please contact our chair, Jeff Sands. I'm told that if you're here at 11 o'clock, help set up. There may be some pizza afterwards. Lastly, a note went out today about a new Musar class that will start in January. David Kleiman, our very own David Kleiman, a certified Moose Jaw instructor, will be teaching that class. And if you have any questions, please speak with David this evening at Oneg. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, an enjoyable weekend, and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Our closing song is Ein Kelohenu, page 63. Tradition, may the Yad point us on our way in our learning. May the Yad be open to those who are in need. May the Yad reach out with the spirit of blessing. Shabbat Shalom.